Near the end of our journey, we arrive in southern Spain, where many people who came from sub-Saharan Africa discover the distance between their dreams of Europe and the reality.
Because, you know, I don't have documents. I work anywhere I get to work.
There are two ways of looking at the life of Hope Joseph. First, you could see her through the eyes of her family.
Everyone respects me, my family now.
To them, the 29-year-old is a provider, a pillar.
My mother called me that, say, this is my pillar. She said, my daughter, I cannot have a problem with you because you are my pillar.
Her older sister says the same thing, and that's a big deal. As a younger sister, Hope is supposed to be secondary, but her whole family in Nigeria looks up to her. They depend on her, especially her 10-year-old boy.
The other day, she said, why are you going to come back? I said, I'm going to have documents, I can go for now, no.
She hasn't seen any of them in years because Hope Joseph has been working in the strawberry farms of southern Spain, sending half of every euro she earns back to Nigeria. We're sitting in her makeshift home built of wooden shipping pallets wrapped in tarps to keep out the rain.
This is beautiful. You have so many like pink and blue and flowered sheets on the wall. Your color?
This is my favorite.
The blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
The floor is concrete. There's no electricity or plumbing. So here's the second way you could look at Hope's life.
The life is very difficult.
She struggles every day just to survive here.
Is it difficult to be a woman here in the camp? We hear about people drinking, people violent.
Very difficult. You can't sleep. Just yesterday, around 2 o'clock in the night, there is fire here. Everybody have to wake up and stand. They take drug, they take smoke, they drink a lot. But I don't fight, I don't drink, I don't smoke. I look for my daily bread, that is it.
Life's difficult for everyone living in this settlement. Even more so for a woman on her own. She has a big dog named Guapo to keep her safe.
Do you ever think life was better in Africa, I should not have left?
It's not better, because I live there. It's not better, Mary. It's better here, because at least my mother will be hungry, I can feed him. But in Africa, I cannot feed anybody. But here, I can feed somebody.
When you step outside of Hope's shack, you see hundreds of structures like hers.
Esto es un pueblo. Es un pueblo dentro de un pueblo.
This is a village. It's a village inside of a village.
Francisco Villa is with a nonprofit organization that works with the people who live here. Strawberry farms stretch for miles in every direction. On one side of the settlement, endless rows of raised planting beds reach to the horizon. Sprinklers irrigate new seedlings. When we began this journey back in Senegal, we met people who'd been to Spain and returned home. They warned young men how hard life in Europe can be. This settlement makes the point. There are piles of trash everywhere. But people living here have gotten creative. In one hut where someone hooked up a TV to a solar panel, everyone's watching a soccer game. There's an ad hoc garden just a few houses down. People secure their homes with padlocks on the doors. One man from Senegal has a couch in his two-bedroom structure. On the wall behind him, he's written VIP Ghetto. He left home in 2014 and spent years getting here, passing through many countries on the way.
Togo. After Togo, I come in Niger. Niger, enter in Algeria, Algeria to Morocco.
He asks us not to use his name because he doesn't want his family to know how he's living. They still think Spain is the promised land.
If one is living in a good house, a nice house, yeah, it's okay. But if you're living in a camp or in a house like this, and then the family sees how you're living, they're going to say, well, it wasn't worth it to go to Europe in the first place.
Spanish law says people are eligible for permanent residency after they've been working 3 years, as long as they meet certain conditions. That's more generous than the U.S. and many other countries. But the reality for guest workers in Spain is that it often takes much longer. This man's been at it for 4 years and still doesn't have his papers.
I speak Spanish. I can write Spanish. I'm searching with the bosses I've worked with here to give me a contract for a year. But I don't have it because they think if they give you a contract and you get your papers, you'll leave. And they don't want you to leave. They want you to work and continue working for them.
We spoke with a farmer who leads an organization of small strawberry producers in the area. And he denied that farmers take advantage of the workers. But we also spoke with a local prosecutor who handles crimes against migrants, and he confirmed that farmers have all the leverage and some of them abuse workers. The Senegalese man in the VIP ghetto says it's just the luck of the draw.
That just depends on the boss. Sometimes there's people who come after you who only work a little bit, and then they give them their papers. I work a lot, and they haven't given me the papers.
Then he says, unprompted,
I want to see my wife. I want to start a family with her, but I can't go back because of the papers. That's why people here, you know, become crazy because they're thinking about these things all the time and they can't go.
He says that's why fires break out all the time around here. Sometimes someone's careless with a propane cook stove, but often people just snap from all the stress.
My mom, you know, she messaged me sometimes. She says, I really want to see you. I want to see you before I die. I want you to come back. I hope that you have your papers so you can come back.
The fires and the violence have provided useful talking points for far-right politicians.
Nosotros lamentamos la situación en la que se encuentran muchos inmigrantes en Europa.
We're sorry to see the situation that many migrants experience in Europe.
Rafael Segovia is local president of a Spanish political party called Vox. The party offices are full of green balloons with the Vox logo. A banner on the wall lists their agenda for Spain. It talks about fighting the globalists, defending Western values, and upholding traditional families. In Segovia's talking points, you hear some of the same phrases that like-minded politicians use all over the world.
Vox,
just like other political leaders around the world, such as Trump in the U.S., Orban in Hungary, we're all patriots. We are not against regulated immigration, but we are against the illegal migration we are seeing in all these countries, which the globalists support.
He specifically worries that international refugee law will begin to recognize people displaced by climate change.
Una de las cuestiones que tememos los partidos que queremos defender nuestra identidad cultural.
If we hope to defend our cultural identity, we need to reject the idea of the climate refugee. If that notion is accepted, all these illegal migrants would have to be admitted because they would legally be considered refugees.
Vox is still a minority party in Spain, but it's growing fast. And all over Europe, right-wing politicians are winning elections on similar platforms. Segovia believes that informal settlements are a threat to stability, security, and the culture of Spain. He accuses his political opponents of advocating for open borders. We want to introduce you to one young politician who's become a powerful symbol of the fight against the far right in Spain. In June of 2021, Serene Mbaye was sworn in as a member of Madrid's General Assembly.
Selective admission of migrants is a shame.
Serene Mbaye grew up in a Senegalese fishing community. He worked in Spain for years without documentation, and he's now an elected political leader, one of very few black people ever to have succeeded in modern Spanish politics, and a target for the right-wing political party Vox.
Señorías de Vox, ya no sé en qué idioma deciros para que lo entendáis, igual probando con el inglés.
In this speech, Serene talks directly to the members of Vox in Parliament and says, I don't know how to tell you anymore, so I'll say it in English.
Acts of discrimination are unacceptable. All people must be protected equally. We do not say welcome only refugees. We say welcome all refugees.
Serene Mbaye is not only a symbol of achievement. To anti-immigrant politicians, he represents a threat. On the day he was sworn in, Rocío Monasterio of the Vox party said, the problem isn't Serene's race, it's that he entered the country illegally. During Serene's campaign, the party posted on Instagram, we will deport him. That was an empty threat since he was already a Spanish citizen by then. Serene Mbaye represents the connection among three major stories. We've been reporting on how climate change fuels global migration and that migration motivates the political far right. It's a journey that has landed us here in Serene's Madrid living room. It's full of potted plants and artwork from his children. He also has a vinyl collection that his daughter loves to play and dance to.
She listens to music all the time. She gets on the couch and jumps as she listens.
Sitting on that couch, he pulls up the speech on his laptop from the Spanish far-right politician. And as he listens to his colleague attack him personally, you can almost feel Serene's pulse jump.
These are racist attacks that make no sense.
That was more than a year ago. Has it continued every day since then, or have things gotten worse?
Eso es todos los días.
It's every day. When I talk, they give a speech about how I am not from here. They don't want to admit that I am Spanish. And they will talk about Africa when I say something at the assembly. What does Africa have to do with Madrid?
This trend is happening around the world. Far-right politicians are gaining power by vilifying immigrants. When Donald Trump announced his latest presidential run, he said, "Our southern border has been erased," and, quote, "we will be paying a big price for this invasion into our country for years to come." Italy's new government recently blocked migrants from leaving their ships, forcing a standoff with rescue organizations. In Madrid, Serene Mbaye feels this pressure every day. On the morning we meet him, he's helping to organize a festival with some Afro-Spanish artists and activists. They come out of the palatial building that houses City Hall, and we all walk together up a wide street towards a breakfast spot. The Spaniards passing us don't even try to hide their stares at a group of black people.
Yes, there are many areas of the city where I notice the stares when I'm walking down the street. And in certain neighborhoods, I would be the only black person.
Algo raro, porque eres como el único negro.
No, un café solo y agua.
At the restaurant, our group orders coffee and toast. Serene quietly sips orange juice while the other guys at the table sing his praises.
Now, for me, Serene is the real expression of a type of African revolution.
Justo Aliudin, who goes by Yast, is a community activist, painter, and MC. He's known Serene Mbaye since long before the man entered politics. They met more than 15 years ago when Serene was an undocumented Senegalese immigrant working as a mantero, selling handbags and other goods off a blanket in the street.
What makes Serene special? The fact that he's joining the political line in making him a lot more special.
Serene, this is a lot of pressure. I mean, you've got everybody in Senegal talking about you as like the Malcolm X of African immigrants. You have everybody here in Spain talking about you as the leader of a revolution. It seems like a lot of pressure.
Sí, sinceramente es mucho peso. Por eso,
honestly, it is a lot of pressure. That's why I have to think carefully about every single word, every step I take. Because it's not just me. It's the whole community.
Porque todo lo que hago o digo no soy yo, es una comunidad.
After breakfast, we walk to a Madrid neighborhood where lots of immigrants live, called Lavapiés. One of the guys tells us, if you try to go anywhere with Serene, you'll never reach your destination because he'll stop to talk to everyone he meets along the way. And it's true. He's all handshakes and high fives. He seems to know everyone, or at least they all know him. Like Kane Sheku, who grew up with Serene in the same Senegalese fishing village. He's a role model, he says. This guy taught me how to fish when we were kids. We'd go fishing together. Serene tells us he tries to visit this neighborhood whenever he has free time.
Because if I'm in politics and I don't do the things I used to do before, people will see that I have changed.
Babu.
This lanky 47-year-old politician feels pressure from many directions. The far right, his community in Madrid, and also the people he left behind back in Senegal. We saw that for ourselves, 2,500 miles south of Madrid, in the town of Cayar. Here in his hometown, Serene is a hero.
His mom's house is here.
And everyone here knows him.
Even the smallest baby here, if you ask him, he knows Serene Daru.
A spear fisherman named Khadim Ngom walks us through the sandy, unpaved streets where rising sea levels have demolished buildings that face the water. A few blocks inland, we reach the 6-bedroom house where Serene's family now lives. His mother, George Youf, flashes a gold tooth when she smiles. She gets her son on the phone, and their entire conversation is about people in town who need money. This person has an unpaid electric bill. That one needs school tuition. The requests pile up. When they get off the phone, she takes out baby photos and shows us a black and white picture of a chubby infant in fancy dress clothes.
Oh my gosh, he's a baby here. Did you ever think that this little baby would grow up to be a deputy in the Madrid Assembly?
Never. I never thought about that.
How do you think about it now?
That's God's will.
To the people in his hometown, Serene is a singularity. Nobody else has accomplished what he's done. More than 2,000 miles north of that beach where he grew up, at his living room in Madrid, I ask Serene if he feels like he's reached the pinnacle.
When we were in your hometown of Kayar, Senegal, we talked to lots of people who admire you. And I remember one said, thousands of people try to go to Spain for many years. Many don't make it. Many of those who do make it struggle. There's only one Serene. And he made it sound like you are living the dream come true. Do you feel like you are living a dream come true, or would you describe it in a different way?
Yo la verdad no era mi sueño todo esto.
Honestly, this was not my dream. But in life, this is what people call destiny. The world I dream of, it's a world where people don't suffer. Because every time I think of the southern border, in the Mediterranean, every time I think of hate speech, I say there is a lot of work left to do in this world.
Digo, este mundo hay mucho que trabajar.
His term as a deputy ends this year. It's not clear what will happen. But even after the thousands of miles he's traveled, everyone who knows Serene Mbaye can say for certain his journey is not over.